I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Skirmishes that began Sunday continue today in southern Afghanistan, forcing an estimated 35,000 people to flee. Locals tell the Washington Post that the fighting could derail historic peace talks between the Taliban and Afghan leaders. Pray with us that it doesn't. Sat-7 Pars broadcast the hope of Jesus to Persian speakers in Afghanistan, Iran, and Tajikistan. Executive Director Paniotis Keenan says,
Afghanistan, it is very difficult to reach out to, especially with the word of God. For the past 40 years, people in Afghanistan have been experiencing war and violence, and this has naturally had consequences on African society. Thousands and thousands of civilians have been killed in crossfires, bombings. Thousands continue to suffer with mental health problems.
And good news for Haiti, Spirit Airlines has resumed their flight service to Cap Haitien. That makes Spirit Airlines the only company running nonstop flights between northern Haiti and the U.S. Eva DeHarder for Haiti with Love says American Airlines used to conduct flights through Cap Haitien, but when they stopped, it was difficult to bring mission trips in. Now, with Spirit Airlines, getting mission teams to northern Haiti should be easier. For Haiti with Love relies on mission teams for projects like building pilgrim houses for families in need. If your church is looking for an opportunity to be Jesus' hands and feet, consider a mission trip with For Haiti with Love.
It is a bold witness in the area where God is building the home.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020 has been a rough year. But your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the faith and to be a voice for the voiceless. So would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.